This is episode 54 of UFO Encounters. This week I'm reading from Charles Lear's book, Crashed Saucers and Malevolent Aliens, the emergence of the popular modern UFO mythos in the late 20th century. When I have guests on my podcasts, I read their books to work out questions for the episodes. And when reading these books, I always find such fascinating information that never makes it into the podcast. And here, I get a chance to give you a peek into the book. I have put a link to the book in the show notes. I did seek permission to record this extract, and the author kindly said yes. And so if you enjoy the podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe. So I'm going to read from chapter 5, which is titled The Evolution of the Greys. And this is what Charles has written. Towards the end of the 1970s, after the 1973 Pascagoula incident and the 1975 Travis Walton case, which involved a forest worker who was said by his co-workers, who passed polygraph tests while under suspicion of murdering him, to have been zapped by a saucer and taken away. Abduction claims had become an accepted aspect of the UFO mystery by many investigators. They were also considered worthy of attention by the news media, and there are many lengthy newspaper articles detailing reports throughout that decade. The narrative hadn't yet been taken over by the now common reports of being taken aboard a craft by creatures 3 to 4 feet tall with big, slanted black eyes and being subjected to invasive medical procedures that seemed to have something to do with reproduction. The creatures and the natures of the encounters reported throughout the 70s were varied, but by the decade's end, elements had emerged that would become common in the decades to come. What would also become common in such cases would be the use of regressive hypnosis, which was thought to be an effective means to recover lost memories. However, this technique has since come under criticism, particularly in its use to provide evidence in legal cases. For instance, at the end of the abstract of the article titled Hypnosis, Memory and Amnesia, published in November 29, 1997, Philosophical Transactions of the Royal Society, London, B, Biological Sciences, there is this caution. The clinical and forensic use of hypamnesia and age regression to enhance memory in patients, victims and witnesses, e.g. recovered memory therapy for child sexual abuse, should be discouraged. In the January 1980 issue of the UFO News Clipping Service, available at the Archives for the Unexplained website, as of this writing, there are 3 articles covering 3 reports, all of them from November 1979, that read like early versions of the late 20th century, early 21st century UFO abduction narrative. On November 6, 1979, in Fresno, California, Daily Collegian, there is an article by Laurie Granger headlined, UFO Captive Tells Her Story in an Informal Talk. Granger reports that on November 26, 1972, Judy Kendall and her 2 sisters left Bodega Bay, California at 5:30 p.m. They were headed for their parents' house in Woodward, California, where they expected to arrive at 8:30 p.m. They instead arrived at 12:30 a.m., with 4 hours they couldn't account for. 5 years later, on the anniversary of the event, Judy Kendall underwent hypnosis. According to Granger, Kendall learned the truth from her own subconscious mind. Granger reports that a friend of Kendall's had advised her to call J. Allen Hynek, who arranged the hypnosis session. What she recalled was that she and her sisters had been abducted by a UFO and examined by aliens for 4 hours. According to her, she and her sisters were taken from her car as they approached a bridge 10 miles west of Woodland. 4 hours later, they were returned to the car, and they continued over the bridge. Kendall's recollections were similar to later abduction reports, except for her descriptions of the creatures. She said she was taken aboard a craft and strapped down to a table in a large hexagonal room. As for the creatures, she described a very pretty, black-haired woman who comforted her and told her not to worry. A group of creatures with pale, white skin, wearing skin-tight grey suits and what looked like oxygen masks, and a creature that was between 6 and 7 feet tall that she called the Witch Doctor. She described the Witch Doctor as having bulbous-type head with slits instead of ears, gelatinous eyes with elongated pupils, and transparent white skin with red veins showing through. Kendall said that the Witch Doctor told her, "It will be okay," and sounded as if it was speaking through a megaphone, though she got the feeling that the creature was speaking to her telepathically. She said that some sort of fluid was taken from her side. The next article, involving an abduction, appeared in November 14, 1979, Fort Jones, California, Pioneer Press. It was written by Hazel Davis and is headlined, "Helen White Appears on Real People." According to Davis, on November 7, 1979, White appeared on an episode of Real People on KTVL-TV. She was one of three people claiming to have had an abduction experience who were interviewed during a three-day MUFON convention that ran from July 6th to July 8th. White claimed she was abducted from a car along with two men. All three were residents of Happy Camp, California. The next memory they had was of waking up in the ship in the sky. According to White, the creatures, described only as beings, spoke English and promised not to hurt them. The next thing White describes is being back in the car and that she and the two men were singing the hymn, "There is Power in the Blood." White described two later encounters, one where she was taken aboard a craft and it examined, and another where she escaped by driving away in a truck. She also reported being visited by a creature in her bedroom. Helen and her husband Clem are described as being regular subscribers to the MUFON UFO Journal. The last article has a description of creatures that is very similar to that of the Greys, along with a depiction of one of them. The article is by Edward C. Fennell and headlined, "Charleston Resident Claims They've Paid Him a Visit." In the November 18, 1979, Charleston, South Carolina News and Courier. It tells the story of North Charleston resident William Herman, who reported being taken aboard a craft on March 18, 1979. He described his captors this way. Their skin was the colour of a marshmallow. Their eyes were long and dark with a brown iris. Their heads looked like overgrown human fetuses with no ears or hair. I heard a voice telling me to have no fear. According to Fennell, Herman had undergone psychological stress evaluation, polygraph tests, and interrogation under hypnosis. There's no report of Herman being medically examined by aliens, but there is a report that Herman ended up with a memento of his encounter. Herman claimed that of April 21, 1979, a metal ingot materialized in his bedroom, as he said, in a globe of blue-green light. Impressed into it was the word "man" in capital letters, and what was later determined to be a chart of the Zeta Reticulum star group by Aerial Phenomena Research Organization investigator Wendell C. Stevens. According to Fennell, APRO tested the metal ingot and sent photos Herman had taken to the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena. There is no mention of any results or conclusions. As this case involved APRO, one would think there would be something about it in the APRO bulletin. There isn't. There is, however, an open letter from APRO director Jim Lorenson in the August 1979 issue complaining about the use of his name by Stevens in his book UFO Contact from the Pleiades, inferring that he endorsed the claims contained therein. The book contains photos taken by Billy Meyer, who claimed they showed spaceships from the Pleiades. Lorenzen wrote in his letter that his inclination was that the Meyer case was a hoax, and he offers evidence to support that. Stevens wrote a book with Herman about Herman's case titled UFO Contact from Reticulum that was published in 1981. There is a video documentary about the case titled UFO Abduction. It's a low-quality production by Arcturus Films and has Herman describing multiple sightings of UFOs and pictures he'd taken of them. So this week I was reading from Charles Lear's book, Crashed Saucers and Malevolent Aliens, the emergence of the popular modern UFO mythos in the late 20th century. If you want to buy the book, there is info and a link in the show notes. And a great way to support this podcast is to sign up on Patreon. On the Alien UFO Podcast Patreon, when you sign up for $6 a month, you get an extended episode every week. And for $3 a month, you can get an extended episode every month. And if you want to give the extended episodes a try, there is a 7-day free trial. Just go to patreon.com/AlienUFO Podcast. And if you enjoy the podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or via your favourite podcast app to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes. And thanks for listening.